Masechet Kinim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. We'll continue to talk about a Kohen who didn't ask a Hacham what to do. Earlier on in the Masechet, we said if a Hatat bird gets mixed with an Olah bird, and we don't know which is what, they're both left to die because we don't know where to offer them on the Mizbeach. But that's only if the Kohen asked what to do. If the Kohen didn't ask, if he did not ask what to do, and he offered them both, what happens in that scenario? He offered the hatat and the ola like he wanted to. He didn't ask for anyone's opinion. Mishnah says, hatat lazo ve'ola lazo. There was a mixture. One woman had a bird hatat and one woman had a bird ola. We don't know which bird is which. They offered already their other birds that they needed to. And now they have, one woman has a hatat, one has an ola. Asa kulan le'malan mechaitza kasher mechaitza pasul. If the Kohen didn't ask, but he offered them above the red line, like an ola, then half of them are valid, half are invalid. Whichever bird was an ola is valid, and whichever one was a hatat is invalid. Kulan lematan mechatza kasher mechatza pasul. If you offered them both below the red line, which is for the hatat, then half are valid, which are the one that was a hatat, and half are invalid, the one that was an ola. Haitzan lemalan v'haitzan lematan. If you offered half of them above the red line and half of them below the red line. Above the red line should be an ola. The one below the red line should be a hatat. Shetehen pasul. They're both invalid. Shani omer hatat kereva lemalan v'ola lematan. Because you may say, the hatat was the one that was put above the red line and the ola was the one offered below the red line. And a bird hatat offered above and a bird ola offered below are invalid. So in other words, we have to imagine the worst case scenario. The scenario is that maybe the hatat was offered wrongly and the ola was offered wrongly, and therefore they're both invalid.